地方保罗说有一根刺加在他的肉体上。
Paul says that there was given me a thorn in my flesh.
当然这个刺就是给他痛苦。
This thorn brought pain to him.
那加在他的肉体上，这个很显然就是他肉体有某一种毛病。
In other words, he was given some kind of sickness.
有人说保罗肉体的毛病是他的眼睛，因为他写信的时候，你看我写的字是何等的大。
Some people claim that he had eye sickness because he wrote with very large letters.
但是也有人在写书说保罗的那个肉体的毛病是疟疾。
But some other people claim that he had malaria.
因为他几次宣道旅程到处去得疟疾。
And the reason was because he went to all different places to preach the gospel.
但圣经没有明写那根刺是什么。
But the Bible did not explicitly tell us what kind of illness it was.
但是可以肯定的就是这个肉体的毛病让他受很多苦。
But what we can be certain of is that this thorn in his flesh tormented him.
那圣经特别说第八节，为这个事我三次求过主。
Verse 8, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me.
叫这个刺离开我。
To take it away from me.
当然人都不愿意受苦。
Of course, no one likes to suffer.
受苦不好的，不好受的。
Suffering is difficult.
神很爱他，所以他也向神求这个刺把它拿掉。
God loved him and he prayed to God to remove that thorn from him.
那我们就看到保罗为别人祷告很有功效。
Paul had very successful intercessory prayers.
所以他说我用神迹奇事证明我是使徒。
And that is why he could claim his apostleship through what he did.
别人怀疑他是不是使徒，他神迹奇事证明我是使徒。
While others doubted him, he could prove his apostleship by the miracles he performed.
但是他为自己这个字祷告三次神没有答应。
But three times he pleaded with the Lord to take it away from him, the thorn was never removed.
那在这根刺上我们学到几个功课。
We can learn several lessons here.
第一个就是这根刺跟他的得救有关。
First of all, that thorn had to do with his salvation.
因为第七节说
Verse 7 tells us,
恐怕我夺的启示甚大，就过于至高，所以有一根刺要加在肉体上。
To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh.
保罗能力高，智慧高，启示大，工作多。
Paul had authority and he had great revelation as well as experience in the ministry.
那这根刺让保罗常常觉得很软弱我只不过是一个人。
And so this thorn in his flesh reminded him that he was merely human.
那这样他就会谦卑。
Then he could humble himself.
那这样神才能够继续用他。
And only then could God continue to use him.
那如果神把这根刺拿掉，
If God were to remove that thorn from him,
保罗自高，
then Paul will be conceited.
那他跟魔鬼就走同一条道路了。
Then Paul will be walking on the same path of Satan.
这自高就是失败的开始。
Conceit is the beginning of downfall.
所以我们从这里也知道说，有一些事情我们要迫切祷告，三次就是迫切祷告。
So for three times he prayed earnestly.
但是也不是每一个请求神都会成全。
But God did not grant him every request.
因为我们考虑是从肉体上考虑，神考虑是从灵性上考虑。
We may pray to God from our physical point of view, and yet God looks at it from a spiritual point of view.
只要对我们最好的，神都会成全。
And whatever is best for us, God will grant us.
让我们完全的祷告，神还是没有听我们祷告那这个就是神认为对我们最好。
If we have devoted our entire self into our prayer and God does not grant it to us, it is best for us to accept what he has given us.
但是神说我的恩典够你用的。
But the Lord Jesus said to him, my grace is sufficient for you.
虽然这个刺让他受苦，但是神的恩典还是在他身上源源不断。
Even though the thorn in his flesh tormented him, the Lord's grace was sufficient for him.
那神的恩典呢，是在他的能力上显明出来。
For God's power is made perfect in weakness.
所以我们可以看到啊，追根子到最后啊，让保罗更刚强。
And through the torment of this thorn, Paul became stronger.
因为第十节说，我什么时候软弱，就什么时候刚强。
As verse 10 tells us, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardship, in persecution, for when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
那一根刺让保罗觉得软弱。
The thorn weakened Paul.
所以他就回来求告神。
Then he turned to God for help.
神就加添他力量，加添他信心，他就变得很刚强。
God strengthened him and put faith in him so that he became stronger.
所以肉苦肉体那个受苦到最后变成灵里面的，他变成很刚强，这一个在神面前的神所很贵重的一个人。
And so physical torment strengthened him spiritually.
因此他也为着这样来感谢。
And for that he was thankful.
所以今天我们向神祷告，一个最重要就是，求神按着他的旨意来成全。
So today as we pray, let us pray in accordance to God's will.
所以我们再看那个保罗的祷告里面，他的代祷里面，差不多，很少为着肉体上物质上的需要祷告。
In Paul's intercessions, you can hardly see him praying about material things.
保罗很多的代祷都是为着灵性在祷告。
He intercedes for spiritual matters.
因为如果一个人灵性能够进步，自然神的恩典会充满在他的生活中。
Because as one's faith increases, God's blessings will be abundant in his life.
所以那个灵性是关键。
So the key is one's spirituality.
那如果没有一直追求灵性在进步，只是一直求恩典，有时候也没有什么体验。
So oftentimes our spirit is without any experience if all we pray about is spiritual, is a material blessing.
好，我们来看保罗的代祷里面有一些让我们来学习的。
Let us learn some lessons from Paul's intercession.
请看第三章以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章
Ephesians chapter
3 14节
14.
因此我在父的面前屈膝16节
16.
求他按他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
For this reason I kneel before the Father 16. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with the power through his spirit in your inner being.
这个十六节如果我们读英文圣经就很清楚了，这个心里的力量又可以把它解释作里面那个人。
This spiritual power is equated to our inner being.
可见说外面这个人是指着肉体的，里面那个人是指着灵性的。
In other words, our outer being refers to our physical body and the inner being refers to the spirit in us.
有时候我们外面虽然很强壮但是里面那个人很软弱。
We may be physically strong, and yet we are spiritually weak within.
好像彼得是一个捕鱼的渔夫。
Peter was a fisherman.
所以他身体一定很壮。
He was strong.
因为那个时候也没有机器，就是用人的手拉嘛。
He had to pull the nets with his bare hands.
但是等到耶稣要被抓的时候
，But when Jesus was about to be arrested,
他是这么害怕，他否定了耶稣。
He was so afraid that he denied Jesus.
因为那个里面那个人软弱
，for the inner being was weak，
所以他否定了耶稣。
That is why he denied Jesus。
那后来彼得刚强
，then Peter was strengthened。
他被关到监牢里面
，he was imprisoned。
他也可以睡觉
，he could sleep in it。
因为他里面那个人很刚强
，for the inner being was strong。
那彼得从软弱变成刚强是从哪里来
？How did Paul turned his weakness into strength.
彼得就是被圣灵充满来的。
He was filled by the Holy Spirit.
那保罗也是一样啊。
Now it is the same with Paul today.
肉体叫他觉得软弱。
Physically he might be weak.
但是他变成刚强。
But he became strong.
这个也是因为神的灵充满他了。
Because the Spirit of God filled him.
今天我们要求神让我们里面那个人能够刚强起来。
So today we must ask God to strengthen our inner being.
那这样我们才有办法跟着主的脚中来行。
So that we can walk on the path that God has given us.
我们看看现在这个世界要守道理越来越难。
It is very difficult to keep our faith in this world.
第一个有最终的快乐在引诱。
there are the pleasures of sin.
哦，很多的快乐是在罪里面的。
There are many sinful pleasures.
哦，啊，第二个有异端的潮流。
And there is also the heresies.
哦，各种不同的思想。
All different kinds of thoughts and concepts.
哦，还有很多很多其他基督教的兴盛。
And also the ascendance of Christianity.
哦，那第三个就是世界的引诱。
And the third would be the temptations of the world.
所以在这个环境下所到不简单。
So it is not easy to keep our faith in such an environment.
哦，真的，我们要为很多的信徒来代祷，让他里面那个人刚强起来。
Truly, we must intercede for all our members so that our inner beings may be strengthened.
哦，不然我可以看到我们这一代守得住信仰，下一代大概很难。
Otherwise, while I can see this generation keeping their faith, I don't really see that in our future generations.
啊，因为这个世界太多引诱。
There are just too many temptations in the world.
啊，所以保罗是用代祷、用祷告了，求神借着那个圣灵，让他们心里的力量刚强起来。
And so through intercession, Paul pray that the Spirit in our hearts may strengthen our inner being.
那十七节是基督因着你们信住在你们心里面，叫你们爱心有根有基。
17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you being rooted and established in love.
那这个心理量在灵里面刚强起来以后，信心就很坚定。
So once our inner being is strengthened, we have a strong faith.
那信心很坚定，爱心就增加。
And as our faith is strong, love increases.
这个都是连带的。
All these are interconnected.
一个人久没有祷告之后你那个灵性的力量就软下来。
When a person doesn't pray for an extended period of time, the inner being is weakened.
那灵性一软弱下来，信心就退步。
And as the spirit weakens, his faith dwindles.
信心一退步，爱心就冷淡。
And as faith dwindles, his love loses.
所以关键那个整个灵性那个关键就是要被圣灵充满，我们刚强起来。
So the key to a good spirituality is to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那信心刚强，爱心增加。
So once our faith is strengthened and our love increases,
我们的盼望就很活泼。
Then we have a firm and active hope.
那我们整个基督徒的生活就活泼起来。
We have an active Christian life.
所以那个关键还是在圣灵。
So the key is in the Holy Spirit.
因此我们在这个属灵生活上祷告，真的圣灵太重要。
So it is of utmost importance that we pray in the Spirit.
让我们里面的人刚强起来。
So that our inner being may be strengthened.
所以有时候我们在日常生活当中也常常会感觉到得到好像说看电视你可以按钮按下去，但是你有没有办法节制时间到我就把它按结束。
We often find that we do not have the self-control to turn off the TV after we turn it on.
其实到最后也跟我们这个里面的人有关系
Ultimately, it all has to do with our inner being.
那如果我们刚强起来，我们就自己做决定，能够做主人。
If we are strengthened, we can be the master of the remote control.
那如果我们软弱下来
，But if we are weak,
我们的欲望控制我们
，Our desires control us.
所以我们自己做主人，还是欲望控制我们就看到我们里面那个人有没有刚强。
So whether we are a master or a slave depends on how strong our inner being is.
我们看哥林多后书第四章
，Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章
，2 Corinthians chapter 3.
十七节。
Verse 17.
主就是那个灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得自由。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
我们都很想望得自由。
We all long for freedom.
所以我们在美国也强调自由。
And in fact, we stress freedom a lot in this country.
但是我们发现很多的自由到最后是变成不自由。
But freedom sometimes turns into bondage.
你自由抽烟到最后不自由，你被烟控制了。
You may be free to smoke, and yet you are bounded by the habit of smoking.
你自由喝酒到最后你被酒控制了。
You are free to drink, and yet you indulge in it.
所以很多的自由到最后被控制了。
So many kinds of freedom is a bondage.
那控制以后呢，就变成你不做不可以。
And so if you're bounded, you can't help it but do it.
哦，是现在社会上看起来很自由，但是你看很多人已经没有自由，都被控制了。
There is so much freedom, and yet they're all bounded by many of their habits.
那要从那个被控制的生活当中得自由，关键就是主的灵。
So the key to freedom is the Spirit of God.
神的灵在我们里面，你就自由了。
When God's Spirit is in us, we are free.
你的对的事情你可以去做，不对的事情你不可以不去做。
You have the ability to do what is good and to shun what is wrong.
那这个就是真自由。
This is true freedom.
那这要从圣灵的充满来的。
And this comes from being filled by the Holy Spirit.
那有时候人跟人之间的关系也是一样。
Likewise with our human relationships.
我们人跟人要得自由，就是要把人的那个心里的这个恨拿掉。
To be free in our relationships, we have to remove the hatred in our hearts.
但这不是这么简单。
But this is no easy task.
这个需要有神的灵充满。
It requires the fullness of the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
神的爱一浇灌，恨就没有了。
When the love of God fills our hearts, there will be no hatred.
那就很自由。
Then you are free.
世界上每一个人都是可以爱的。
We can love everybody in the world.
那如果没有圣灵充满，真的爱浇灌，你没有办法，这一点很难做到。
But if you're not filled by the love of God and also by His Spirit, then you can not forgive people.
所以有时候我们在世界上，你得罪一个人了，一生大概关系都没有办法好起来，就结束了。
Sometimes you find that you can easily end a relationship by some offense that you unknowingly inflict upon that person.
有时候连最亲爱的夫妻也是一样。
And likewise with spouses,
结束就结束了，没有了。
They just call it quits.
但是我们在主里面不一样。
But it is different in the Lord.
有时候我们得罪人，别人得罪我们。
Sometimes we offend people, and sometimes we are offended.
心里很难过。
We may feel bad about it.
有一点疙瘩。
There are some grudges.
但是跪下来祷告。
But as we pray,
圣灵充满。
The Holy Spirit fills us.
神的爱充满。
The love of God fills us.
那个就跑掉了，自由了。
Then those grudges. Are gone and
we're set free. 我看弟兄姊妹的没有一个不可爱，每一个都很可爱。
Every brother and sister is lovable in our sight.
就变成一个家庭啊。
We are like a huge family.
所以这个就是关键，得自由的关键在哪里？圣灵给我们力量。
So the key to freedom is to receive strength from the power and the Spirit of God.
我们就得自由了。
Then we are set free.
那有的人有的人就被愁烦控制住了。
Many people are preoccupied by their worries and anxieties.
很多的愁烦，天天被控制。
They are controlled by their constant but excessive worries.
那约翰福音主耶稣说，圣灵叫做保惠师，又叫做安慰者。
But the Gospel of John tells us that the Holy Spirit is the counselor and the comforter.
那这个神的灵一浇灌下来
，When the Holy Spirit dwells in us,
他会安慰我们。
He will comfort us.
所以我们那个忧愁忧虑全部都不见了。
So all our worries and troubles are gone.
所以如果一个人常常祷告被圣灵充满。
If we often pray and are filled by the Holy Spirit.
第一个果子仁爱，第二个是喜乐。
First part of the fruit of the Spirit is love and then joy.
我想这个人应该不会 depression.
And if you're truly filled by the Spirit, you will never have depression.
所以很多的心理问题就是因为太多事情缠住了压住了，到最后你心变形了。
The only reason we have psychological problems is only because we are suppressing our feelings for too long.
但是你如果常常被圣灵充满
But if you are filled by the Holy Spirit,
你就得自由了
Then you are set free.
你就不会有心理问题啊。
You will not have any psychological problems.
所以常常祷告的人神很平安很喜乐，不会有心理问题。
So if we constantly pray and are filled by the Holy Spirit, we will not have any problems.
被神的爱充满，人际关系都很好。
When we're filled by the Spirit of God, we will have very good human relationships.
我说，这圣灵给我们的好处不只是说将来进天国。
So the benefit of having the Holy Spirit is not just an evidence to enter the kingdom of God.
跟我们每一天的人际关系，跟我们每一天的很喜乐的生活都有关系。
It has everything to do with our personal relationships in our daily lives.
所以那个在地如天的生活，不是说你拥有很多外在的东西。
And so to live in this world as if we're living in heaven is not just a matter of having abundant possessions.
在地如天的生活是指的内心的感受。
To live on earth as it is in heaven is an inner state of mind.
你感受到很满足。
You feel satisfied.
感觉到很平安。
You feel peace.
感觉到很自由。
You feel free.
那个就是在地主天了。
That is to live the kingdom of God in this world.
那是从圣灵充满来的。
And that comes from the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵充满确实太可贵了，太多的恩典跟福气。
That is why it is so precious to be filled by the Holy Spirit and the accompanying grace and miracles of God.
因此我们得圣灵要不断地求圣灵充满。
And so as we pursue the Holy Spirit, we must seek its fullness in our hearts.
我们看哥罗西书保罗的代
祷。Colossians.
那哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
第一章。
Chapter
1. 哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter
1. 第九节。
Verse 9.
因此我自从听见的日子就不住地为你们祷告祈求，愿你们一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。这里保罗为哥罗西教会代祷。
Paul interceded for the members in Colossia.
让你在属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
That they will be filled with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
就是圣灵会给我们智慧跟领悟力。
The Spirit will give us knowledge and the discernment to understand His will.
所以我们对神的旨意能够看得很清楚。
And through the fullness of the Spirit, we can see God's will clearly.
那这个是保罗为哥罗西的祷告。
This is Paul's intercession for the Colossians.
那为什么这么重要？
Why is it so important?
第十节。
Verse 10.
让你行事为人能够对得起神。
We pray...This in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord.
我们看英文哦 ，worthy 就是在神面前看起来就是，跟神一样有价值。
In other words, we must be found worthy, before the Lord.
然后凡事蒙他喜悦，每一件事情神都很喜欢你。
And we may live a life, pleasing Him in every way.
大卫那个时代没有圣灵的浇灌。
Back in David's time, there was no Holy Spirit in their hearts.
但是大卫能够做到每一件事情神都很喜欢。
But David was able to do all things to God's pleasure.
因为他很靠近神。
Because he was close to God.
那我们现在有圣灵应该是比较容易。
And now that we have the Holy Spirit, it should be far easier for us to do so.
因为圣灵充满给我们那个领悟力，我们可以感受神的旨意。那我们照这样做就是每件事情得胜喜悦。
When we are filled by the Holy Spirit, we have the discernment of God's will, and it should be easier for us to perform His will.
那在善事上多结果子。
And we must also bear fruit in every good work.
因为生命改变了，果子就结出来。
As we transform our lives, we will have fruits.
神的灵带有神的本质。
The Spirit of God carries God's essence.
当神的灵浇灌了我们，就改变了我们的本质。
And so as the Spirit of God fills us, we will be transformed.
我们生命就改变了。
And then our life is transformed as well.
最后渐渐多知道神。
Ultimately, we will grow in the knowledge of God.
到最后我们对神的认识越来越深。
We must deepen our understanding of God.
所以圣灵充满一个最后的果效就是对神的认识越深。
So the ultimate realization of the fullness of God's Spirit in our hearts is growing in the knowledge of God.
到了那个程度，神跟我们已经是连在一起了。
When we're at that state, we are fully united with God.
你就不会离开神了。
Then you will never go away from Him.
所以这个圣灵充满很可贵。
That is why it is so precious to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们灵恩会用长一点的时间来祷告。
So during this convocation, we are going to pray for an extended period of time.
没有祷告，没有得圣灵，求圣灵。
And for those of you who have not received the Holy Spirit, please pray for it.
圣灵有得圣灵，要被圣灵充满。
And those of us who already have the Holy Spirit, please pray that you will be filled by it.
我们现在要来祷告。
Now we're going to offer our prayer.
如果你要求圣灵，要帮助代祷的，请你到前面来。
If you like to pray for the Holy Spirit or need intercession, please come forward.
我们还有两天的灵恩会，还有三场的布道会。
We still have 2 days of event, convocation and 3 sessions of evangelical services.
请我们代祷，求主同工。
Please pray for God's guidance in these events.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray.